The Course in Miracles puts it this way. In any situation, it says, ask yourself what your purpose is in this situation. What is really my purpose in this situation? The mind will tell you, well, I need to get this and achieve that out of it, and I need to get hold of this or not lose that or get that. Often it's I want something and the world wants something else. The source of great suffering. I want something, but the world, in whatever form the world comes, wants something else. What is really my purpose in this situation? And the Course in Miracles puts it this way, it's peace is my purpose in this situation. And one of its lessons is, I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of what I now see in this situation. But how? How could I see peace in a what looks like a conflict situation? You step back from object consciousness and you do it. There are different ways in which you can step back from object consciousness. The moment you notice that object consciousness is creating suffering because you've become totally drawn into it, have lost your rootedness in the unmanifested. So you're drawn into just you're in the manifested. How? There are little ways, and you know them, but I'm saying it again, of stepping back out of complete identification with object consciousness. And one of the ways is the yes to what is. The inner yes to this moment. And that is surprising that that is a way of stepping out of object consciousness. So you step out of object consciousness by allowing the objects that are here manifested in this moment to be there as they are. And often the way in which the objects that are the manifestation of this moment, very often the particular configuration of objects that make up the external form of this moment may not be what your mind wanted. What your mind would have said, this is how I wanted this moment to be. More often than not, it's something else. So, but you cannot find peace or yourself by working exclusively on that level of object consciousness and trying to rearrange the configuration of objects in my life in such a way that it all fits neatly together, and then the life picture, the life situation suddenly is complete and works beautifully. And then I can be at peace. This is the attempt that people make when they try to... It never stays for very long. It's not in the nature of phenomenal reality to do that. Things continuously move and are in flux. And any situation you go into, no matter how wonderful, then there's always another side to it. It's the whole phenomenal existence would not exist without the pull of the polarities. Hot, cold, high, low, birth, death. So there's a futile attempt to rearrange, not that you cannot honor that dimension of your life and do the best you can on the level of things Yes, you do the best you can on the level of things. But if that's all there is, no matter how you try to do the best you can, it will never be good enough. Because you haven't left the level of object consciousness. You're only there. And so there are people who try so hard. And then always, that wasn't supposed to happen. There are people, there are wonderful people who perhaps do dedicate their whole lives to helping others, perhaps as social workers, or go to third world countries. It's beautiful, but many of them, after a few years, experience burnout. They get depleted because there's so much suffering and there seems to be no end to it. And then, of course there is. They exclusively operate on the level of object consciousness, and it can happen easily, very easily. You can be drawn into that. So the key then is finding the one, that dimension of space that is beyond the polarities that are here in object consciousness. Not expecting the polarities of object consciousness not to be there, or hoping that one day it'll all be fine. This can happen. It can all be fine, but not in the way that the mind thought it could be fine. It can be fine at this moment. It is already fine at this moment, but you don't know that. All the allowing the particular configuration of objects in your life to be as they are, even if it looks problematic, and it usually does, allowing this moment to be as it is. That allowing takes back your identification with object consciousness. It's a stepping, allowing is a stepping back. And when you step back, a space opens up around the particular events, situation of this moment, the particular configuration of how things are at this moment. There's a space around it. It's the stepping back. At this moment, there may be a screaming human being in front of you, accusing you. You did that. Oh. The unconscious impulse is to say, how dare you say that I did that? There's an acceptance of, suddenly there's a space around the turbulence. And that's at first it's a very subtle thing, the space around the turbulence. And then you realize how deep it is. And then you could be in the middle of great external turbulence in your life, even tragic events at this moment, even in the face of death, and through inner alignment with the suchness of this moment, allowing the forms to be as they are, go beyond form. Go beyond identification with form. It's through allowing forms that the deeper dimension is there. And then you're free of dependence on the world of form as far as your inner state is concerned.